The Tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, Chapter 2, which was revealed in Al-Madinah. The virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah is the first topic. In Musnad Ahmad, Sahih Muslim, At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasai, it is recorded that Abu Hurairah said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not turn your houses into graves. Verily, shaitan does not enter the house where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited." At-Tirmidhi said, "Hasan Sahih." Also, Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, "Shaytan flees from the house where Surah Al-Baqarah is heard." This hadith was collected by An-Nasa'i in Al-Yawm wal-Laylah, and Al-Hakim recorded it in his Mustadrak, and then said that its chain of narration is authentic, although the two Sahih did not collect it. In his Musnad, Ad-Darimi recorded that Ibn Mas'ud said, "Shaytan departs the house where Surah Al-Baqarah is being recited, and as he leaves, he passes gas." Ad-Darimi also recorded that Ash-Sha'bi said that Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, "Whoever recites 10 ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah in a night, then Shaytan will not enter his house that night." These 10 ayat are 4 from the beginning, Ayat Al-Kursi, that is verse 255, the following two ayat, verses 256 and 257, and the last three ayat. In another narration, Ibn Mas'ud said, "Then Shaytan will not come near him or his family, nor will he be touched by anything that he dislikes." Also, if these ayat were to be recited over a senile person, they would wake him up. Further, Sahl bin Sa'ad said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Everything has a hump or high peak, and Al-Baqarah is the high peak of the Qur'an. Whoever recites Al-Baqarah at night in his house, then Shaytan will not enter that house for 3 nights. Whoever recites it during a day in his house, then Shaytan will not enter that house for 3 days. This hadith was collected by Abu Al-Qasim At-Tabarani, Abu Hatim Ibn Hibban, in his Sahih, and Ibn Marduwiyah. At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasa'i, and Ibn Ma'ajah recorded that Abu Hurairah said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent an expedition force comprising of many men and asked each about what they memorized of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to one of the youngest men among them and asked him, 'What have you memorized of the Quran, young man?' He said, 'I memorized such and such surahs and also Al-Baqarah.' The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'You memorized Surah Al-Baqarah?' He said, 'Yes.' The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Then you are their commander.' One of the noted men of chiefs commented, 'By Allah, I did not learn Surah Al-Baqarah for fear that I would not be able to implement it.' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Learn Al-Quran and recite it, for the example of whoever learns the Quran, recites it and adheres to it is the example of a bag that is full of musk whose scent fills the air. The example of whoever learns the Qur'an and then sleeps, that is lazy, while the Qur'an is in his memory, is the example of a bag that has musk but is closed tight." This is the wording collected by At-Tirmidhi, who said that this hadith is Sahasan. In another narration, At-Tirmidhi recorded this same hadith in a mursal manner, so Allah knows best. Also, Al-Bukhari recorded that Usaid bin Hudayr said that he was once reciting Surah Al-Baqarah while his horse was tied next to him. The horse started to make some noise. When Usaid stopped reciting, the horse stopped moving about. When he resumed reading, the horse started moving about again. When he stopped reciting, the horse stopped moving, and when he resumed reading, the horse started to move again. Meanwhile, his son Yahya was close to the horse, and he feared the horse might step on him. When he moved his son back, he looked up to the sky and saw a cloud radiating with light that looked like lamps. In the morning, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him what had happened, and then said, "O Messenger of Allah, my son Yahya was close to the horse, and I feared that she might step on him. When I attended to him and raised my head to the sky, I saw a cloud with lights like lamps. So I went, but I couldn't see it." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you know what that was?" He said, "No." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "They were the angels. They came close hearing your voice. that is reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. And if you had kept reading, the people would have been able to see the angels when the morning came, and the angels would not be hidden from their eyes. This is the narration reported by Imam Abu Ubaid Al-Qasim bin Salam in his book Fadail Al-Quran. The next topic is virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Imam Ahmad said that Abu Nu'aym narrated to them that Bishr bin Muhajir said that Abdullah bin Buraidah narrated to him from his father, "I was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I heard him say, learn Surah Al-Baqarah, because in learning it there is blessing, in ignoring it there is sorrow. And the sorceresses cannot memorize it." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept silent for a while and then said, "Learn Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran, because they are two lights and they shade the people on the day of resurrection, just as two clouds, two spaces of shade, or two lines of flying birds. The Quran will meet its companion in the shape of a pale-faced man on the day of resurrection. When his grave is opened, the Quran will ask him, 'Do you know me?' The man will say, 'I do not know you.' The Quran will say, 'I'm your companion, the Quran, which has brought you thirst during the heat and made you stay up during the night. Every merchant has his certain trade, but this day you are behind all types of trade. Kingship will then be given to him in his right hand, eternal life in his left hand, and the crown of grace will be placed on his head. His parents will also be granted two garments that the people of this life could never afford. They will say, 'Why were we granted these garments?' It will be said, 'Because your son was carrying the Quran.' It will be said, 'To the reader of the Quran, read and ascend through the levels of paradise.' He will go on ascending as long as he recites, whether reciting slowly or quickly." Ibn Majah also recorded part of this hadith from Bishr bin al-Muhajir, and this chain of narrators is Hassan, according to the criteria of Imam Muslim. A part of this hadith is also supported by other hadith. For instance, Imam Ahmad recorded that Abu Umamah al-Bahili said that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Read the Quran, because it will intercede on behalf of its people on the day of resurrection. Read the two lights, Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran, because they will come in the shape of two clouds, two shades, or two lines of birds on the day of resurrection, and will argue on behalf of their people on that day." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Read Al-Baqarah, because in having it there is blessing, and ignoring it there is sorrow, and the sorceresses cannot memorize it." Also, Imam Muslim narrated this hadith in the Book of Prayer. Imam Ahmad narrated that An-Nawas bin Sam'an said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "On the day of resurrection, the Quran and its people who used to implement it will be brought forth, preceded by Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran." An-Nawas said, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set three examples for these two surahs, and I did not forget these examples ever since. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'They will come like two clouds, two dark shades, or two lines of birds arguing on behalf of their people.'" It was also recorded in Sahih Muslim, and At-Tirmidhi narrated this hadith, which he rendered Hasan Gharib. The next topic is Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed in Al-Madinah. There is no disagreement over the view that Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed in its entirety in Al-Madinah. Moreover, Al-Baqarah was one of the first surahs to be revealed in Al-Madinah, while Allah's statement, "And be afraid of the day when you shall be brought back to Allah," chapter 2, verse 281, Al-Quran, was the last ayah to be revealed from the Quran. Also, the ayat about usury were among the last ayat to be revealed. Khalid bin Ma'dan used to call Al-Baqarah the fustat, that is tent, of the Quran. Some of the scholars said that it contains 1,000 news incidents, 1,000 commands, and 1,000 prohibitions. Those who count said that the number of Al-Baqarah's ayat is 287, and its words are 6,221 words. Further, its letters are 25,500. Allah knows best. Ibn Juraij narrated that Atha said that Ibn Abbas said Surat al-Baqarah was revealed in al-Madinah. Also, Khasif said from Mujahid that Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr said Surat al-Baqarah was revealed in al-Madinah. Several imams and scholars of tafsir issued similar statements, and there is no difference of opinion over this as we have stated. The two sahihs recorded that Ibn Mas'ud kept the Kaaba on his left side and Mina on his right side, and threw seven pebbles at the Jamrah, and said, "The one to whom Surat al-Baqarah was revealed, that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performed Rami, the Hajj rite of throwing pebbles, similarly." The two sahihs recorded this hadith. Further, Ibn Marduwiyah reported a hadith of Shu'bah from Aqil bin Talha from Utbah bin Marthad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that his companions were not in the first lines, and he said, "O companions of Surat al-Baqarah, I think that this incident occurred during the Battle of Hunain, when the companions retreated. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Al-Abbas, his uncle, to yell out, 'O companions of the tree,' meaning the companions who participated in the pledge of Al-Ridwan, that is under the tree. In another narration, Al-Abbas cried, 'O companions of Surat al-Baqarah,' encouraging them to come back. So they returned from every direction. Also, during the Battle of Al-Yamama against the enemy of Musaylimah the liar, the companions first retreated because of the huge number of soldiers in Musaylimah's army. The Muhajirun and the Ansar also called out for each other, saying, 'O people of Surat al-Baqarah,' Allah then gave them victory over their enemy. May Allah be pleased with all of the companions of all the messengers of Allah."